You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We just heard from Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounoulakis talking about how California is responding to the Trump administration's recently announced tariffs and efforts to protect California from retaliation. Some of those measures could have a big influence on California's agricultural industry. We've talked here on Insight previously about how tariffs and the international boycotts have affected the state's wine industry. And today, we'll look at how a trade war could impact the state's farmers, especially those in the Central Valley. Ian James is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times and joins us now with more. Ian, welcome to Insight.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, to set the stage, Ian, just a little bit, how big is California's agricultural industry?
It's a $59 billion industry, and many of the crops are heavily export dependent. And the latest estimates show that about $24 billion of those sales came from exports a few years ago when the latest data were available.
I was going to ask you how the ag sector here in California has changed in recent years. It sounds like it's gotten more dependent on foreign markets. Is that fair to say?
That's right, over the long term. Although in talking to farmers, the last few years have been difficult in terms of rising costs that they're dealing with on their farms, as well as some lower costs for commodities that they're earning as they sell almonds or walnuts.
And, you know, Ian, remind us, who are some of the major international buyers of the state's farm produce?
As we look at agricultural products overall and California's exports, Canada actually tops the list, and they are buying products like wine, strawberries, citrus. EU countries are in the number two position. They're buying nuts and other products. And then China comes in third, followed by Japan, Mexico, South Korea, other nations. It is a really large chunk of California's agricultural products that are going overseas, including dairy products.
You mentioned nuts, and you know, I know that almonds, California is certainly famous for its almonds. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, California, if I remember, has a large share of what, the nation's, and certainly the nation's production of almonds.
That's right. California produces, the number that I've seen is about 76% of the world's almonds in California. And the acreage dedicated to almonds has expanded dramatically over the last decade. In the past several years, there has been a decline in almond prices, and actually the acreage planted in almonds has started to decrease, but clearly California remains a world leader. And I spoke with one almond farmer who is concerned about the effects of the tariffs and what that could mean in terms of uncertainty for the large share of the almond crop that's sold overseas.
Well, and we are going to hear from one of the farmers you spoke to in a moment. Before we do, can you talk, Ian, just a little bit about the challenges outside of a trade war that California's farmers are already facing?
Right. And talking with farmers, they're already dealing with high costs for fertilizer and other supplies. And they're concerned that a trade war is likely to push up the costs of those imported supplies that they need, even irrigation system supplies, things like that. And at the same time, further squeeze their profits. And so they are expressing concern about instability in the coming months. I mean, there's a lot that has yet to be determined about how the U.S. measures will end up taking shape after this recently declared 90-day pause. But the farmers who I spoke with say they're bracing for what could be a time of a lot of instability.
And to be clear, you know, the concern, you've certainly heard that through your reporting, but are farmers already seeing an impact? I mean, are they seeing any sort of boycotts or retaliation at this point?
I did talk with one citrus grower and seller, and she said that they are seeing some effects in terms of lost sales to Canada, both because of the retaliatory measures that Canada has taken, as well as what she's hearing from some of their traditional buyers in Canada, that there is something of a boycott and people are not buying California products as much. And so that has contributed to what those growers are seeing as sluggish sales in citrus.
And, you know, these farmers, they do have experience with past tariffs. It's not the first time tariffs have been levied against American farmers. It also took place during the first Trump administration. How did California farmers fare back then?
Right. There was a significant effect from the 2018 tariffs that were imposed on China, and especially growers of almonds and walnuts saw prices decline as a result of that. In fact, economists have studied the effects of that 2018 trade conflict and have said that there was a substantial impact on prices. Now, almond prices declined for various reasons. That wasn't the only reason that almond prices went down, but everyone agrees that the tariffs that were imposed then and the trade conflict then was a factor in pushing down prices and sort of cooling off the market. And in just the last couple of years, one almond grower said that she's seen prices just start to increase. And now the concern is this could push them in the opposite direction again and really be potentially disastrous for farmers.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Los Angeles Times reporter Ian James about how tariffs could impact farmers and the ag industry in California's Central Valley. Ian, let's go back to some of the farmers that you've been speaking with. Tell us a little bit about the crops they grow and just how they're doing in general right now.
Yeah, I spoke with farmers, I'm continuing to talk with them about their crops, including almonds, as well as tomatoes, citrus. Many of these crops are exported. Processing tomatoes is another one of those exports. And the effects on price so far have been relatively limited. They're still waiting to see what the effects may be, and that's likely to be determined by what the eventual U.S. tariffs end up being and what the retaliatory measures by other countries are. But clearly, with major tariffs imposed on China, as well as Canada and both of those countries putting in place retaliatory measures, the conditions are in place for these export products to start to really feel the effects of trade conflicts. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins did say the White House is preparing a relief plan to support farmers if necessary, but it's not clear what that might look like. And the last time there was a trade war like this with China in 2018, and after that, the eventual subsidies that were approved went toward growers of other crops and really didn't end up helping California farmers very much.
Ian, in reading your Los Angeles Times article, you spoke with a Central Valley almond farmer, Christine Gemperly. We have a clip from what she talked about the impact of previous tariffs.
We dealt with the first round of tariffs way back in 2018. Back then, you know, with China, we had a really strong market in China. And because of the tariffs, we actually lost it to Australia. So that's something that, you know, we're very concerned about if we lose markets.
So losing an entire nation, an entire market, China, that they previously worked with. I'm wondering, what did Gemperly and other farmers tell you about losing those international markets? What impact could that have?
They told me they're concerned about the potential for long-lasting damage, that it's not just something that would go down in the short term, but that if sales are lost, that if trading partners turn to other producers of these crops, like Australia in the case of almonds, as China has turned to, that could have a lasting harmful effect on California's sales and California growers and the whole agricultural economies. And of course, you know, it's not just the farm, but it's all of the other segments of the economy that are involved in the exports.
You know, Ian, the Trump administration has said these tariffs are needed to level the playing field and encourage more domestic growth. Did anyone that you spoke with in California's ag industry say that they felt the tariffs somehow might help their industry?
Well, I do hear from some people in agriculture that tariffs are not necessarily bad, that they can be used to help level the playing field. I mean, historically, there have been some significant changes in agriculture as a result of free trade agreements. You know, California growers have lost a lot of their avocado market, for instance, to Mexico. And of course, a lot more berries and other crops like that are produced in Mexico today than they used to be. And so I did hear some hope from people in agriculture that if these negotiations are done in the right way, there could be a way to use tariffs to help level the playing field so that California growers could actually expand their markets in certain ways. But they also, everyone I spoke to was concerned about the potential for uncertainty in the meantime and the potential for that to hurt the agriculture industry as a whole.
And then as far as looking more domestically here in the United States, are there markets where, say, California farmers can expand in the United States if, you know, retaliation happens and some of these foreign markets kind of dry up?
What I'm hearing from people on that is that there is potential to try to deal with the fallout, whatever it might be. However, there's probably only so much excess supply that the market can soak up. If there's a big influx of additional supply into the U.S. market, the likely effect could be lower prices, a glut on the market, something that growers definitely don't want to see, because already in almonds, for instance, the prices that they've been receiving have made it hard for a number of them to do business the last several years.
Well, Ian, this is a really important industry for California. I know we'll be following your reporting. Thank you so much for joining us here on Insight.
Thank you.
Ian James is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. We've been talking about how international tariffs on agricultural goods could impact farmers in the Central Valley. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.